in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you this morning that you will speak to us. And even though the things we have to say may not be too comfortable, we pray that it will bring comfort, it will bring victory, and it will bring deliverance into each and every one of our lives. Let this message be anointed by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said, turn your Bibles with me to the book of Judges, please. Chapter 13. I want us together to read the first 7 verses of that chapter. All right, we're going to read together. So let me read the odd number verses, and then you read the even number verses. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Shall we read? And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Read. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head. For the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Read. Let's read verse 7 together. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And now drink no wine nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Can I hear an amen? All I want to do this morning really is to give you some prayer points. Some prayer points to address a very, very important area of our lives. And that is this. One thing very clear from the passage we just read is this. There is a connection between your foundation and your future. Turn to somebody and tell them, there is a connection between your foundation and your future. In fact, if I were given one message to preach all over the world to believers and to those who know Jesus, this will be one message that I will preach, because there is a lot of ignorance when it comes to this issue about the connection between your foundation and your future. Do you realize that some of the things you are going through right now that you don't understand may very well be connected to the foundation of your life? Because if you look at this passage, there are two things that stand out very, very clearly. Let's look at verse 5 first. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. All right. No razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. Let's read the last part together. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. What God intends you to become and accomplish in life is determined long before you are born. Let me repeat that. Until you discover that for which you are born, you will never live a fulfilled life. And that is why years and years ago, I don't know if they still do it till today, many, many, many families in Africa, when a child is born, they will go and consult an oracle. And they will ask the oracle, what is this child supposed to be? What is the plan of the Almighty One? What is his purpose for sending this child into the world? And the oracle will tell them, all right, he's born to be a carpenter, he's born to be a bricklayer, he's born to be a tailor. And that is how they will direct his life, whether they were lied to or they were told the truth. Because they strongly believe that it is not after you are born that you find out who you will be. What you will be has been determined from the foundation of your life. That's the first thought that I'd like you to bear in mind this morning. But there's even another one more serious than that. That's why I told you some of the things I'll say this morning may make some of you feel uncomfortable. It may trouble you about your present situation. But by the time we're finished, the comfort of God will come upon your life. Now, the second thought is in verse 4. Look at it. Now, therefore, beware, I pray thee. Now, this has to be serious, folks, for the angel to beg a human being. and say, I pray thee. I'm not just commanding you. I'm pleading with you. I admonish you. What I'm about to say to you is very serious. What did the angel say to the mother of Samson? Look at it. Now, he told the mother, he said, listen, don't drink wine, number one. Don't drink any strong drink, number two. And number three, don't eat anything that is unclean, all right? And after the child is born, no razor must touch his head. Why? Listen to this. Because this man that is about to be born is going to be a Nazarite. And if you do any of these things that I say don't do, he will never be able to accomplish the purpose and the plan of God for his life. And I just sat down and looked, especially those of us from backgrounds where mothers and fathers did things, ate things, went places, got involved in things that have totally messed up our destiny. He told her, this child is so special to God, and what God wants to accomplish through him is so special that what happens to him and what you do while he's in your womb before he is born can affect his future after he is born. Listen, folks, what happened in the womb can affect what happens to you in the world. What mama ate, what mama drank, where mama went can affect your destiny in life. Many of us get born again, sold out to Jesus, and we are confronted by issues that we have no answers for. We read the Bible, it does not match our lives. We confess every sin that we know of, and we confess every sin that we have not even committed. And we wonder why things are the way they are. Maybe you can look at this passage and learn a lesson that what happens to you in the womb affects what happens to you in the world. You know, when I read this, I just shook my head. I said, God, you're the only one who can help us in this world. You know why? Here was a man that was not called to be a doctor, that was not called to be a lawyer, that was not called to be any of those things of the secular realm. He was called to be a worker for God. All right? Like I am called to work for God. Like many of you are called to work for God. But he says he will not be able to do that work for God successfully if you do this and do this and do this. I don't know who you are this morning. Maybe you're a preacher. Maybe you're an evangelist. Maybe you're an apostle. Maybe you're a prophet. I don't know who you are this morning. Maybe you don't even have anything to do with the spiritual world. You are in the secular world. You are an engineer. You work for the city. You work for the state. Or you even work for yourself. Maybe you need to listen to me for the next couple of moments. Some of the things you are struggling with may very well be some of the things as a result of things that you were exposed to before you were born. And that's why I want us to do some warfare this morning about our foundations. I don't know how you were born. I don't know where you were born. I don't know to whom you were born. And I don't know what happened when you were born. But one thing I know is this, that many today are faced with unexplainable problems and challenges in life that are directly connected to their foundation. Now, you agree with me that a building is only as strong as its foundation is. A building can only be as high, Jesus, as its foundation allows it to be. You know, we talk a lot in this church, and you know I've been hammering on it and hammering on it and hammering on it, that prayer is good, fasting is good, deliverance is good, but righteousness is more important. I've been saying it in this church in the recent months that we need to be righteous. We need to be holy. We need to be right with God. But can I say something to you this morning that may sound as if I am contradicting myself, whereas this is just a clarification so you get the whole picture of the truth. Listen to me. I don't care how righteous you are. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how pure you are, right? If the foundations be destroyed. Do you know what the man of God said in Psalm 11? He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous man do? Listen, just as the foundation of a building determines the amount of load that can be put on that building, so does a man's foundation go a long way in what can be made out of him. Let me put it another way. Just as the foundation of a building determines how high or how tall a building can get, So a man's foundation goes a long way in determining how high and how far a man will go in life. Have you ever wondered, maybe in your life, it looks as if there is a crest that you seem not to be able to go over, that there is a top that you seem not to be able to climb beyond? The reason may very well be that your foundation does not allow you to go beyond there. I like what a deliverance minister wrote on this issue, and I read. He said, you need to cleanse yourself and obtain deliverance from foundational contamination and bondage. He said, we need to release ourselves from ancestral yokes and burdens. Do you know there are some burdens that you are carrying because of where you grew from, where you raised up from? Why does my son speak English the way he does? And why do I speak English the way I do? Listen, I knew America before he did. I lived in America years and years and years and years before he knew what USA is. He got born here. I taught him how to read. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But now I speak English and people look at me and say, huh? What did you say? And he speaks English and people say, that's right, we understand. That's right, we understand. And many times I say things and he laughs at me. And he said, Dad, what did you just say? Why? What is my problem? My problem is my foundation. There is nothing I can do to change the way I speak because it has connection to my foundation. But I thank God. What man cannot change, Jesus can change it. What man cannot alter, Jesus can alter it. And that's the good news. That's the hope that I brought to you this morning. That no matter what has gone wrong with your foundation, Jesus can fix it. And he will fix it. Now the man continues and he says, we need to clean up unprofitable spiritual background, working against our physical and spiritual progress. He goes on to say, it will do you well if you can agree with me that the problems of people stem from their foundation. Why not be up and doing and face it squarely in prayer so that you can get out of the stigma? And then he quotes Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now he writes, in architecture, the foundation is the most important part of the building. This is the part, listen to this, on which the whole building will rest. And it has to be solid. The height of the building is determined by the foundation. And then he gives a very interesting illustration. He said, if a person does not go to school and is an illiterate, how can he graduate from the university? It's impossible. He can't read. He can't write. Consequently, he can only go and watch people graduate. He can only go and clap for people who graduate. He can only go and congratulate people that graduate because he doesn't have the foundation to be able to graduate. You know, people that have problems with their foundation will go congratulate other people, get blessed, but they will never get blessed. They will go and honor other people that get blessed, but they will never get blessed because their foundation will not allow them to get blessed. Say, oh Lord, in any way that my foundation is affecting my life, deliver me this afternoon. Now, this thing we're talking about is serious. And if there's any prayer you need to pray on a daily basis, is that God will have mercy on you regarding your foundation. Now, look at what he writes again. He says, many of us have foundations that will limit and hinder our physical and spiritual progress. Such foundations are the result of maybe evil dedications or evil inheritance, which have now become a bondage, limiting your success in life. Now, he writes something here that really blessed my heart. He said, the enemy of a man's soul knows how to convert footholds into strongholds. In other words, the things that have affected your foundation become strongholds in your life. And he ends by saying, the good news is that a believer, born again, spirit-filled, our foundation is Jesus Christ. And the faulty foundation of your childhood can be repaired. As you pray, Christ Jesus will step into your life to repair every faulty foundation, and he will release you from every foundational bondage. Now, I believe God will do that this morning. This is not the first time you're hearing a message like this. Why is God bringing it back to you again? God is doing so because he's ready to do something about your situation. There are people who find themselves plagued by what seems to be an invisible line. They get to a certain limit and they cannot go any further. The reason may be because of your foundation. I'm going to give you some statistics that is sure to trouble some of you. A few years ago, a research was done of about 500 people. So they found out that 80 out of 100 people with demonic name, occultic name, names that are given after idols, had unexplainable struggles in life and had problems succeeding in life, foundational problems. Number two, 60 out of 100 people who are converts from occultism had problems succeeding in life. Now, if those people fail to go back to their foundation and tell Jesus to do something about the occultism in their foundation, they will have problems upon problems. Many of you listen to tapes of people that got converted from occultism from Africa. Many of you read books of people that got converted from occultism from Africa. What you don't know is what happened to those people after they gave those wonderful testimonies. Those of them who are wise went back to their foundation and say, Jesus, I have a testimony, all right, but I have a devil who does not care. I had a contract assigned with him, and he still wants that contract honored. Soul ties that I have with him, that he wants to keep tied to me. Now, they deal with that foundational connection to occultism, God will set them free. They will be free. Why? Because according to the statistics, 60 out of 100 people converted from occultism did not succeed in their Christian life, did not succeed in their life. They had struggles upon struggles in their lives. Why? Because they did not go back to their foundation. Here's another one. I got 8 of them. I've only given you 2. 60 out of 100 who are nominal Christians did not succeed in life. Well, we understand that. Not born again. Don't live for God. So why should they not struggle? That's understandable. But then the next one even is more amazing. 60 out of 100 people converted from Islam had unexplainable struggles in their lives. You know why? They refused to go back to the foundation and say, God, do something with this, my foundation. I know of a brother who got saved, converted from Islam. His father was a priest in the Islamic world, and he got saved, he got called into the ministry, but his ministry was a struggle. And he went back to God. He said, God, I don't understand. Why is this like this for me? And God told him, he said, you need to set time apart and deal with your foundation. Don't you know the house where you grew up? And he went and dealt with it. And God told him so many things about his father, about things that his father did, about things that his father introduced into his life, about spirits that the father stationed around his life. He dealt with every one of them. And I heard him say that from that day on, everything changed for him. I said, after today, your life will not be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Look at the next one. 75 out of 100 of those who are raised in what we call in Africa riverine areas. Let me tell you what we call riverine areas. Areas where there were rivers all over the place. The statistics found out that 75 out of 100 of those raised in those areas lived their lives with struggles. Water spirits. They're all over New York. They're all over Chicago. I go to Kenya, I see River Lake Victoria, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania. You just pick it up. You just see it. We went to Holland together, didn't we? We saw it all there. As I told you last week, Holland is below sea level, surrounded by water. They have to make water channels all through the city of Amsterdam. And you can see it. You can see. I believe that in the night, spirits come out of water and come and sleep with me. I've never seen a place as promiscuous as Amsterdam is, as Holland is, because of water spirits. 75 out of 100. And so you grow up in a riverine area and you get saved, you don't go back to your foundation and deal with your foundation. And many of you remember the young lady that we dealt with a few years ago who grew up in a situation where her mother went to ask of her from a woman that worships river spirits. The mother couldn't get pregnant. And so the mother went to a woman who worshiped river spirits by the Atlantic Ocean. This same Atlantic Ocean. And the woman said, you will have a baby. We will give you a baby. And they did give high baby. But they said the baby will die after 23 years. But you can get an extension for another 23 years. And that the lady will become a pharmacy when she, I have it on video. The testimony of this girl, I have it on video. The lady will become a pharmacy. And ladies and gentlemen, after 23 years, the mother went back and got an extension. The month that it was exactly 32 years, she came to Bible study. And she was talking to yours truly. And she was standing outside beside the van. And the spirits said, don't talk to her. Don't talk to her. It's time for you to go. We've got to take you home. This lady, born again, not living in sin, her life totally changed, but her foundation was following her and troubling her. And finally, she was the one who told us all this, because the spirits were gathered around my wife's van, talking to her. And when my wife was leaving, the spirits followed her. And she thought my wife would have a car wreck before she got home, but she got home safely, because the angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him. Now, this thing we're talking about is very serious. And then finally, she came to me. She said, she felt like running in front of the train. She said, train will be passing like this. And the spirits will say, it's time to go home. It's time to come home. 32 years is around the corner. Jump in front of the train. Jump in front. She will hear the voice. Now, yours may not be that serious, but I'm telling you the seriousness of this thing. If the foundations be messed up, what will the righteous man do? And so she will fight it and not jump in front of the train. And she used to live in Staten Island. I don't know where she lives now, but she will go on Verrazano. And she told me, she said, Pastor, many times I will feel like opening the car and jumping into the river. They will be calling me from the river. What's that river that Verrazano is on top of? Whatever it is, whether narrows or wide, they will be telling her, come meet us. Jump into the river. Come and meet us here. She said, Pastor, I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. I used to do counseling every Thursday. Oh, by the way, God spoke to me last night that as from next month, we should return to doing counseling every Thursday. We'll make the announcement next week. We'll have counseling here every Thursday from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock if anybody needs to come for counseling. Now, what happened was she came to my office on a Thursday and said, Pastor, I am tired of this. I said, tired of what? She said, these things are following me around. I said, what? I said, you're a child of God. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. She said, I understand that. She said, but I know what I'm seeing. I know what I'm feeling. She said, they are right here in your office right now. I said, what? I looked around. I never saw anybody. She said, Pastor. And then she froze. She couldn't say anything again. I called her name. I said, talk to me. Talk to me. She just looked at me like this. I said, open your mouth and talk. She just looked at me like this again. I said, these spirits in my own office, saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost office? So I looked, I'm telling you the truth. The Lord is my witness. I said, all you spirits. I said, don't you know where you are? I said, I command you now before I call fire. You better leave. Then she started to talk. She said they left. And then she talked and talked and talked. And then she froze again. I said, what happened? She said, they are back. I said, these are stubborn goats. So I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind you spirits. I command you to leave. Then she started talking. But she would talk for 5 minutes. And she would freeze again. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of talking with you. I called the brothers. I don't know if God was there. Were you there that day? God was there. I called God. I called two other people. I said, go and meet them. And she was mad with me. She was furious. She said, I didn't come here to be prayed for. I knew that wasn't her. I knew that was a foundational problem in her life. And finally, they went out, they prayed for her. She screamed, she shouted, they called down fire. And she said, I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning. I'm burning all over, I'm burning all over. Don't you see my skin? I'm burning all over. We didn't see nothing. But to cut a long story short, I'm happy to report to you this morning that the girl is not only 32, she became 33, she became 34, she became 35, she became 36. She's alive and well up till this morning. But guess what? Her mother, who went and made the covenant for her, the spirits then went to her. So why didn't you fulfill your covenant? Your daughter has been snatched by the mighty one, Jesus Christ. You know what I believe God for? You will be snatched by the mighty one this morning. Yeah, your own may not be as serious as this girl. You may not see anything. You may not feel anything. But that does not mean that something is not going on. All right? So they went to her. Number one, they struck her with stroke. She was paralyzed. And in less than 1 year, she died. They took her in place of her daughter. That's the difference Jesus makes. Those who are born in riverland areas, you don't know where your mother took you. Some of the struggles that you're having right now, you have no idea. That's why people come to me for counseling and I ask them, did your mother have any problem having a child? How old were you? How many years was it before your mother gave birth to you? You never know. You never know. You never know. And when they told her, they said, she will be dead in 32 years. She said, I don't care as long as I have a baby. You know, people get that desperate. They may say to her, you know, this girl will ultimately die of epilepsy or just anything she dies of, as long as she's born first. And then you get born, you begin to find out trouble in your life, trouble in your way. You say, but I'm a child of God. Yeah, you're a child of God, but what about your foundation? And then some people get so spiritual, they say, you know what, all these things you people are talking about, it does not affect a Christian. Hey, we are the people that pray for people. We know what we see, and so we don't argue. Because like I always say, he that is with an experience is not at the mercy of the one who is with a, who has an argument to argue. They say, well, the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. I look at them and say, hey, all things are passed away. And all things, they say, so all those covenants, all those promises, all those foundational problems, they are all passed away. I say, hey, let me ask you a question. The day you got saved, you owe Citibank $10,000 and you couldn't pay it. The day you got saved, you owed Chase Bank $20,000 and you couldn't pay it, and it was giving you trouble. But the very day you got saved, all things passed away. You went to Citibank and they say, we can't find your file because now you are a Christian. I wish it works that way. I would get saved every day just to make all things pass away every day. Jesus came to redeem you from sins. But there is a consequence of sin that you've got to deal with. When a person goes out, a young girl, and she becomes pregnant, all right? And then everybody's so ashamed, say, oh, no, why did you do this to the family? And then she gets saved. Does the pregnancy disappear? No, she will get saved. She will still come to church. In fact, I found out that the stomach gets bigger and bigger. And people are still saying, ah, but you are not married. Why are you pregnant? You say, but that is under the blood. Yes, but this pregnancy is not under the blood. It's still sin that you live the life of sin. Let me tell you something. Let Jesus touch you the second time this morning. Let him reach out and touch your life. 75 out of 100 of those raised in riverine areas, they found out they live their lives with unexplainable struggles. I got three more for you. 75 out of 100 of those from polygamous backgrounds live their lives in unexplainable struggles. You Americans, you don't need to worry about that. But we do, those of us from Africa. One wife, one trouble. Multiplicity of wives, multiplicity of troubles. You know what I'm talking about. You heard my brother when he stood here on Thursday and gave a testimony about his stepmother. You must never get married. Blockage upon blockage upon blockage upon blockage upon blockage. Finally, he got married. War upon war upon war upon war. Until the wife had a dream and had a gun in her hand and shot the woman in the dream, and she died. And days after that, she died. 75% people from polygamous background and foundations had struggles upon struggles in life. Now look at the statistics, and the next one turned out to be the worst. I hope you don't fall into this category. If you do, this may explain why what is going on is going on. Look at what it says. 90 out of 100 of those whose parents were herbalists. Are you listening to Pastor this morning? 90% of those whose parents were herbalists, root walkers, voodoo priests, palm readers, they get saved if they don't deal with their foundation, unexplainable struggles. Unexplainable struggles. They pray and pray and say, God, what else will I do now? Why? Because if the foundation be destroyed, even the righteous man, what is he going to do? And the last but not the least, this is the best. Those whose parents were born again and sold out to Jesus and raised their parents, their children the same way, their children only had 9% failure rate, 9% struggles, 9% unexplainable circumstances. Why? Because they were raised in an environment where the devil was not allowed to have a foothold. I pray that you will get really saved, really serious, really sold out to Jesus, and raise these children. You know, your children don't know how spoiled they are. Your children don't know how blessed they are to be raised in an environment where Jesus is Lord, Be raised in an environment where the Holy Ghost is Lord. Be raised in an environment where the fire of God burns around your house 24 hours of the day. Burns and live in an environment that has the promise of God that nothing shall cast their young. They don't know how blessed they are. If I were you, if my mother and my father were born again, I'll be thanking God for it every day of my life. Because the statistics show that the foundation is good. Consequently, only 9% of them end up having problems. You know, when I read these statistics, I just sat down and laughed. That's all I did. Because I asked myself the question, honey, how do you measure up? Which one do you belong to? Can you now see that there is a connection between your foundation and your problems and your failure and your struggles? Can you now see that even after you are born again, you need to send the fire of God and heavenly repairers after your foundation? Can I tell you something this morning that may shock some of you? And I want you to think about this. You know, I think about Moses many times, how wonderful a man of God he was. Well, you know what else I think? I wish Moses knew this truth. You know why? If Moses had known this truth that I'm telling you this morning, it will not have gone ill with him at the waters of strife. Why did I say that? Listen, Moses was a stammerer, was a stutterer. He had what we call speech impediment. Now, in America, if a person is a stutterer, they try to correct it while you are young. But that doesn't happen where Moses grew up and where I grew up. Now, here's the problem. If you know those who stutter and those who stammer, I don't care how meek they are. I don't care how wonderful they are. They have one major problem, and that is what? Anger. You know what I'm talking about. They have that problem. Maybe because of the frustration of wanting to talk, and they can't articulate what they want to say, and now you are making them to articulate what they don't want to articulate, so it gets on their nerves. I don't know why. I'm not a psychologist. But that's what I found out in just observing people. But beyond that, Moses was from the tribe of Levi. That is the foundation from which he came out. And that happens to be a lineage with foundation rooted in anger. The tribe of the Levi of Levi was well known for their anger. Turn with me to Genesis 49, verse 6. Let's begin in verse 5 to verse 7. Now, these things that, let me tell you something. I almost didn't sleep all night long just thinking about this message. I just sat in bed and I told my wife, I said, just sleep still. That's what I told her around 12 midnight. I said, just sleep still, because I was thinking. You know what I was thinking about? I wasn't thinking about you. No, I was thinking about me. Because the first thing I do before I stand behind the pulpit to preach is to preach to myself. And I was thinking about my family. I was thinking about my background. I was thinking about my dad. I was thinking about his dad. I was thinking about his granddad. I was thinking about my mom and my grandma. I was thinking about the roots where my mother came out of. My mother was a princess. And it was fun. And my mother is. Don't let me kill her yet. My mother is a princess. And she comes from the lineage of the kings. And it's wonderful to be the daughter of a king. But it comes with his price. And here I am. Can I call myself a prince? And I just stay there till about 3 o'clock. Just thinking. That's why I didn't get up this morning. I said, get up. It's already 8 o'clock. I said, I can't get up. I didn't get in early enough. Just thinking. And praying. I said, God, whatever I need to know, whatever needs to be revealed to me, whatever needs to be shown to me, because I have questions that the Bible is not giving me answers to. Have you ever had questions that you look in the Bible and you can't find answers to it? Have you ever had questions that you wonder why this is so? I had a lady come to me last week. She said, Pastor, I have questions I can't answer. She said, none of us is married. All the daughters of my mother, none of us. And if you see this girl, she will just run from Miss Black America and win without anybody getting close. There will not even be second place. There will not be third place. That's how good looking she was, and she is. She's troubled. She said, Pastor, I don't understand. I said, what did you do? She said, I fasted. And I had a dream. She said, in the dream, three men with hair like Bob Marley said, they started chasing me. And I ran, and they chased me, and I ran, and they chased me. She said, finally, they caught up with me. And they said, so you prayed yesterday. So you want to be free, don't you? They said, look at us. We are married to every one of you. Don't ever think you will be free. Don't ever think you will get married. And she just stood there And they laughed. She said, it's the most hideous laughter she has ever heard. They laughed and laughed and laughed and they disappeared. Where did she pick that one up? Foundation. But I looked at her and I told her, you will get married. Did you hear what I said? That girl will get married. And I told her, I said, you will invite me to your wedding. And I will be there. I said, if possible, come and do it here. You are not a member of our church here, but come here. We will do the wedding for you and put the devil to shame. You know, I have a feeling some of you are getting ready to get married here. I just have a feeling like that. Some of you are getting ready. You are getting ready to get married in spite of the blockages, in spite of the hindrances, in spite of how impossible it looks with God. How many things are possible? All things are possible. Can you give the Lord a big hand this morning? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus came to set the captives free. Are you in Genesis 49 yet? Thank you. Verse 5, look at the foundation of Moses. Simeon and Levi are what? Are brethren. What's the next statement? Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Did you see that? Have you ever seen people who are just cruel? And you say, why? It's in their habitation. It's in their bloodline. We are going to pray everything in your gene. Do you have any control over your gene? You don't. Everything in your gene that does not measure up with Genesis to Revelation, the Lord will flush them out this morning. Simeon and Levi, instruments of cruelty are in their habitation. Now, can you imagine somebody coming out of this habitation? Look at the next statement. Oh, my soul, come not thou into their secret. Come not thou unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united with them. Why? For in their anger, they slew a man. And in their self-will, they dig down a wall. In other words, when they get angry, they can pull down a wall. It says, my soul, do not be united. Hey, listen. Those of you who are single, you will be united with somebody. But please, when you get ready to be united, part of your prayer should be, Lord, send me to somebody with a good foundation. Because this is the problem. The moment you get united to somebody with a bad foundation, it affects you too. Because the two shall not be two. They shall be what? They shall be one. Don't you see some of the struggles you are going through now? It started after you said, I do. You see, I do is more than I will marry you. I do means I agree to everything in your foundation. And so she comes with her own garbage. He comes with his own garbage and it becomes a garbage dump. And then you wonder, why is it like this since I got married? He said, my soul, be not united with them. Because in their anger, they slew a man. In their self-will, they dig down a wall. Look at the next statement. Cursed be their anger. For it was what? It was fierce. And their wrath. For it was what? It was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Then came Moses. You know the first thing Moses did? He killed a man. Now, he did it in the name of God, but he killed a man. Because that is the system in the family of the Levites. You have to kill somebody. He killed a man. And for 40 years, he was banished for it. Can you imagine 40 years of your life wasted? Foundational problem. And then eventually, he came back, went on, worked hard for God. And as he was looking at the fruit of his labor, the foundational trouble reared up its ugly head again. Have you ever seen people almost there, but never there? It may be a family problem that in this family, you will be almost there and you will never be there. And you wonder, why? Am I living in sin? No, you are not living in nothing. But there's something in your gene. There's something running in your blood that is negatively affecting you. Last minute. Do you know what it says? It says, in their anger, they slew a man. Moses did that one. But he didn't do the second until the last minute. And in their self-will, that was what destroyed him. The will of God was, speak to the rock. But the son of Levi, the gene, rose up. And he said, forget about God's will. Bring me self-will. You rebels. And God said, what did you say? All right. because you did not sanctify me before the children of Israel. That promised land, you see it over there, you will not get there. Ah, that's why I say I couldn't sleep last night. I was thinking, I was saying, God, all I know is the day I was born. All I know is what is on my birth certificate. Anything before that, I don't know. But I see this, and I see this, and I see this. I did not get the answer last night, but I will get the answer this morning. I didn't hear your amen. Moses' foundation manifested and kept him from the promised land. Do you know it was the same thing with King David? King David. King David was a man after God's own heart. King David was a man well beloved by God. But he had a problem. It was a foundational problem. Have you noticed that in the family of David, son, grandson, they had problem in his descendants. They were plagued by immorality. Have you ever seen families like that? Plagued by immorality. His own was with Bathsheba. Maybe in their family, they just like light-skinned women. If they ever see you light-skinned, that's what they'll be doing after you. If you are light-skinned and you come around them, you are finished. There are families like that. So he saw Bathsheba, pretty-looking girl, and you know the rest of the story. Then Absalom also came. Absalom took it one step further. All his wives, he did not even do it in the bedroom. They built a tent for him outside. And they were calling them in one by one. And they had Viagra to the highest level that he took. All of them, all the wives of the king. He slept with them one by one. Absalom. And then one of his own sons, Amnon, just saw his sister. Pretty looking girl. Maybe she has just, let me get graphic here. I leave that to your wild imagination. But he grabbed his sister right in his own family and defiled him. Ha. And then came Solomon. Solomon said, wait. The one that my father couldn't do. Eh? The one that Absalom couldn't do. The one that Amnon couldn't do. The Bible says he had rest from war. So he had plenty of free time. And he had money, cash, C-A-S-H. A lot of it. And ladies love cash. Oh, God, ladies love cash. Ooh. Don't look at me like that, ladies. You know what I'm talking is the truth. Who doesn't love cash? My wife said, I do. Everybody loves cash, men or women. And so these ladies from their places, the first one came, the second one came, the third one came, the fourth one came, the fifth one came, the sixth one came, the seventh one came, the eighth one came, the ninth one came, the tenth one came, the 11th one came. If I read everything, we'll be here till midnight. Hundreds of wives. Just love girls. Just love girls. Just love girls. You know why? Foundation. Haven't you seen families that you look at and say, this family, they are filthy. They're immoral people. They're womanizers. Haven't you seen family that they are jailbirds? It's incredible. Jailbirds. The father is in Rikers Island. The son is in Kirikiri. And the daughter is on death row. Same family. And you say, why is it that in this family it is like this? Foundation. Foundation. See, the problem with David is this. David and his lineage of immorality and promiscuity can be traced to his foundation in a man called Judah. Go with me to Genesis 38 in verse 13. Genesis 38 in verse 13. I got it in my note here, so I'm just going to read it off my note. This is what it says. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law goeth up to Timnath to share his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way of Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot because she had covered her face. And he turned unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me, that thou mayest come in unto me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And he said, oh yeah, thy signet, thy bracelets, and the staff that is in thy hand. And he gave it to her, and came in unto her, and she conceived by him. The rest of the story, you know, and I know. Years and years after that, come old David, saved. We can use today's terminology, sanctified. A man after God's own heart, sold out to God, but the foundation was still haunting him. The foundation was still haunting him. Have you ever wondered why those things you struggle with are still there? It's more than just a habit, my friend. It may be more than just the sin that doth so easily beset you. It may very well be something in your foundation that got you wrapped up, that got you tied up, that you've got to shake off in the name of Jesus. You know, a few years ago, we had a pastor's conference right here in the city of New York. And I had about 40 or 50 pastors in the meeting that wanted to teach with their wives and the people that worked with them in their churches. And one of the pastor's wife, a girl that I really love and respect, came to me during the conference and said, please, I need you to organize deliverance for me before I leave, because she's from way, way, way out of town. And I didn't take it seriously, because I said, well, what do you need deliverance for? You sold out to Jesus. You love the Lord. You don't need no deliverance. You used to work full time for the church where you came from. You were the secretary to the pastor. So, because she's just a serious girl, sober, sold out to Jesus. And so I said, no, after the conference, everybody's tired. Everybody's got to go home. But she was smart. On the last day of the conference, as I was about to leave through the exit, she came and blocked me. And I said, I won't let you go unless you organize prayer for me. I just looked at her and smiled and said, I said, you really serious about this? And he said, Pastor, I know what I'm going through. Can I say something to you? Don't cover it up. Cover it up. You know what you're going through, all right? Seek help. Look, if you feel you don't want us to know, there are other deliverance ministries in town. Go there, get your deliverance if you don't want to get it here. But seek help. If you don't, it will keep you from the promised land like it did for Moses. It would destroy your testimony like it did for David. Do something about it. And so she stopped me, and I said, all right, you, three of them, I called three brothers. I said, you know what, help me pray for her. Just make it short, you know, just make it short. There's nothing there. Just make it short. I didn't know we were about to open a can of worms. They called her into the room we call the conference room, and all they did was begin to praise God. That's all they did. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you because you are a deliverer. We thank you because you are the one that came to set captives free. Bang! Trouble started, and the Spirit manifested. The Spirit said, what do you mean? You want me to leave? For what? Where do you want me to go? And the Spirit was an intelligent one. Some of them are not. But this one was. The Spirit said, let's talk about it. If you have lived in a house for 100 years, he said, would you feel comfortable living the house? Then they ran and called me from my office. They said, the thing that you said, nothing there. There are 100 years there. 100 years. And I just looked at them and said, you are up to the task. You are up to the task. And I went back to my office. Oh, God. God can tell you the story that I'm telling you. It was something else. And then the Spirit looked at the people and said, look, let's make a deal. I'll stay here because I've been in this life, in this family for 100 years. And then the Spirit says something that shocked me. Listen to this. The Spirit said, you don't even know how I got there. How I got to this family. I'll tell you how. She said, 100 years ago, they had a male child in her family on her father's side. And they were to circumcise the male child. They called for a witch doctor to do the circumcision. And the witch doctor brought me along, so that the child does not bleed to death. And after they finished the circumcision and I ensured that the blood clogged quickly and there was no problem, the witch doctor left me behind. And he told me, you can stay with them. And I have stayed with this family ever since. I pick anyone I want in the family. And this one is my choice. I've been with her for a long time, and we used to be real close until the stupid one gave her life to Jesus and asked her. I have made life very miserable for her. and I'm not through with her yet. Until she dies, I will not leave her alone. It was a battle. We were there till late at night, and then she traveled back to her home. My wife knows this story well. God knows this story well. Pastor Foster in Chicago knows this story well. Folks, when she got back home, she became a mental patient. The Spirit said, I will finish her. She's mine from the foundation. And now you want to leave? You are not going anywhere. The husband called. He said, the work you started, come and finish it. So I called Foster. I said, go get a plane ticket. I called another pastor in the south. I said, get a plane ticket. Fly to where they are and go deal with it. They dealt with it. And the Spirit said, I'll leave her alone and I'll go. And the Spirit left. And then after a few months, she opened the door and the Spirit came back again. And I was 7 times worse than before. So the phone rang again. The work that you started, that was finished, has now been resurrected. Foster, you are the one who knows the place. Get a ticket. And the brother in the south, I will pay for it. Get the ticket. Fly over. They flew over. And that was when God gave us the breakthrough and the victory. Even though both of us are not in the same ministry, the brother still communicates with us from time to time because he knows what God did in the life of his wife. God turned that situation around and God gave them peace. I don't know what you are going through this morning, but I'm happy to tell you that Jesus came and died so you can have a breakthrough. Listen, if you are a child of God, I'm sure you know what is going on is not normal. I'm sure you know that. I'm sure you know what is going on has a power behind it. And the power may very well be long, long, long before you are born. But you know what we're going to do this morning? Jesus will take you by the hand. Chairman, come. Chairman, come. Jesus, hallelujah, will take you by the hand this morning. Do you believe that? Jesus. Stand on your feet, stand on your feet, stand on your feet, stand on your feet. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready. Jesus, the lover of your soul, he will take you by the hand and it will travel back to 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, if it may be before you are born. And he said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. This morning is your morning of freedom. Open your mouth and give God a praise this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Just give God a praise this morning for setting you free, for giving you the dominion and the freedom. Give God a praise this morning. Give God a praise this morning. Give God a praise this morning. Just tell him, Lord, I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the glory. I give you the dominion. I give you the majesty. Thank God for Jesus for exposing the devil this morning because he wants to do something in your life. He wants to take you to another level. He wants to deliver you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, what happened to Moses will not happen to you. You are going to shake off what happened in the family of the Levi. Hallelujah. And you are going to shake off what happens in the family of Judah. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You are going to move forward. You are going to be free. You are going to be free indeed. Your foundation now is in Jesus. It is not in your earthly family. So open your mouth and give God the praise. Open your mouth and give God the glory. Open your mouth and give God the honor for letting you know this truth, for exposing these things to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your eyes and look at me for 1 second.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The God that we serve is a good God. You know I will not come here to lie. We had night vigil overnight today. And after the brethren finished, they left. So I continued the prayer. So I have somebody out of state. I call that person. I pray along with that person. At that particular time that pastor can sleep, I can sleep too. So somebody came early this morning and used his hand and slapped me. If I turn to the right side of the bed, I'll run to the wall. So I quickly turn to the left side. He said, write DNA down. Because I've been waiting. So, Lord, what do you want to tell your people this morning? He said, write DNA down. When he mentioned Gene, I was surprised. He said, write personal collectible down. I wrote it down. Then my stomach was turned running. I ran to the bathroom. When I was in the bathroom, he said, write bomb down. Bomb. And he said, if you are going to pray this morning, call Bishop to be there. I said, Bishop. I'm not going to go and call Bishop. I changed what he told me. I started writing another thing. When he came, the bomb, I will tell you, He said, this is it. He said, DNA, number two, your personal connectable. Number three, the bomb, almost there, never there. Hold on from the beginning. When Pastor was talking, I was shivering. And they showed me. I was sitting in the bathroom, and they showed me. They closed my eyes and showed me. He said, the spirit of almost there, never there, is from the beginning.
My God.
And they showed me somebody was climbing the wall. And that person was going to get to his desired destination. And there's a bomb. They say the bomb is called the bomb, almost there, never there. He said, whenever you want to get to your desired end, they have a bomb. And that bomb can only work because they've tied your beginning, I mean your foundation down. So this morning, I ask for permission, please pray this prayer. He said from the beginning, he says from God. I apologize to God for not giving what he has given me to see this morning. And he has sent his servant. Around that time that we can't sleep, I can't sleep too. He said DNA, he mentioned gene. I said, yeah, oh my God. He said collectible. He said, you will not be able to get to where you want to get to because they have all your collectibles. Right from the infant. They have everything from the beginning. Our God is a good God. I said, our God is a wonderful God. God is in this place. But I'm telling you, as he was talking, I quickly write this down. But if you get to my room now, I pin it on the wall. I say, coming Friday or the other Friday that I'm supposed to be here, I'll bring it to God's people. God, please forgive me. And God bless you in Jesus' name. Please pray. Please pray. Because God is going to do mighty things this morning. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 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 Go ahead and give God the praise this morning because it's a good God. God is a good God. God is a good God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and give God the praise. Go ahead and give God the praise. Go ahead and give God the praise. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. 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 Say, I command all foundational strong men attached to my life be paralyzed. Pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command this morning that all foundational strong men attached to my life, all foundational strong men attached to my life, oh God, let them be paralyzed, let them be paralyzed, let them be paralyzed, let them be paralyzed, all foundational strong men attached to my life, oh God, paralyze them, oh God, paralyze them, oh God, paralyze them, oh God, paralyze them, in the name of Jesus, all foundational strong men attached to my life. Father, let them be paralyzed. Father, let them be paralyzed. Father, let them be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all foundational, oh Lord, strong men attached to my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them be paralyzed. Let them be paralyzed. Let them be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all foundational problems, all foundational strong men. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, all foundational problems, all foundational strong men attached to my life. I paralyze you, I paralyze you, I paralyze you, I paralyze you. You will not be attached. I command you to be detached. 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 In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let them be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil hand holding on to my feet from the foundation of my life, receive the fire of God. Open your mouth and pray. Every evil hand holding onto my feet and pulling me back and pulling me down. Every evil hand holding onto my feet, pulling me down, pulling me back, receive the fire of God. Receive the fire of God. Every evil hand holding onto my feet, holding onto my life, pulling me back, I command you to receive the fire of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, Let your fire, let your fire destroy every evil hand. Let your fire destroy every evil hand holding me back, holding me back. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yay! In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil conception that I have been fed as a child, be destroyed in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil consumption, everything I've eaten that is negatively affecting my life, every concussion, every concussion, everything I've eaten, everything I've drank that is affecting my life, I command you to be destroyed. I command you to be destroyed. I command you to be destroyed. Everything I have eaten, everything I've drank, everything I've ingested that is affecting my life negatively, oh God, God, destroy them, destroy them. Cancel their effect, cancel their effect, cancel their effect in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Cancel their effect, cancel their effect. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, everything I've eaten, everything I've ingested, everything I've digested from the foundation of my life, I reject them, I reject them. Oh Lord, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, destroy them, destroy them. Lord, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Everything you have consumed, everything you have eaten, everything you have digested, everything you have ingested from the foundation of your life, be destroyed, 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 in the name of Jesus, be destroyed. Yay, be destroyed. Yes, be destroyed. Yes, be destroyed. In Jesus' name we pray. And raise your hand. You are the one that is praying this prayer. It's a prayer of faith. It's a prayer of authority. And I want you to pray that way. Folks, this thing we are talking about is serious. Say, I release myself. Say it loud and clear. Say it one more time. Say, I release myself in the name of Jesus from the power and the dominion and the influence of any problem transferred into my life from my mother's womb in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself from every problem, from every difficulty, from every situation transferred into my life from my mother's womb. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any problem, any difficulty, any situation that has been transferred into my life from my mother's womb, I release myself. I release myself. I release myself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release myself. Oh God, I release myself. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I release myself. Open your mouth and release yourself right now. Open your mouth and release yourself right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, hold my hand and walk back with me into every second of my life and deliver me where I need deliverance, heal me where I need healing, transform me where I need transformation, In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, take my hand, Lord, and walk back with me, and walk back with me to every second of my life. And heal me where I need healing. Deliver me where I need deliverance. Oh God, sanctify me where I need sanctification. Transform me where I need transformation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, set me free right now, Lord Jesus. Oh God, set me free. Lamokosita. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen? Can I say something to you this morning? There is no medicine that does not have a side effect. All right? Whether it's the medicine of the white people or it's the medicine of the black people. So we are going to pray this morning that the blood of Jesus, walking together with the fire of the Holy Ghost, will get into your system, all right? And every satanic deposit will be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Say, oh Lord, say, let the blood of Jesus and let the fire of the Holy Ghost get into my system and remove every satanic deposit in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now, Lord God. Father, get into my system. Get into my system. Get into my system, Lord God. Get into my system. Give me a new DNA, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost cleanse me, Lord God. Let the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the blood of Jesus Christ and the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let it cleanse me. Let it purge me. Let it cleanse me. Let it purge me. In the name of Jesus, from every spiritual. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it flush in my system, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cleanse me and purge me. Oh God, oh God, oh God, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, change my DNA to a heavenly DNA. Open your mouth and pray that prayer right now in the name of, oh Lord, change my DNA to a heavenly DNA in the name of Jesus. Change my DNA to a heavenly DNA. Change my DNA. Pray, 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 pray. Change my DNA. Change my DNA. Change my DNA to a heavenly DNA. Change my DNA to a heavenly DNA. Change my DNA to a heavenly DNA in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of. Change it, 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 change it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, thou spirit of almost there but never there. Now you want to take this by authority, all right? Talk as if you are talking to a spirit, because they are all around. They've been stationed there. You almost get there, they pull you down. Almost get there, they pull you down. That's what they did for Moses. Almost there, they pulled him down. That's what they did for David. See, David almost got a clean bill of testimony until they brought that one in and shoo. Up till today, when you want to preach to people, they say, what about David? What about David? It's a question mark, not an exclamation mark. The Lord will deliver us. I said, the Lord will deliver us. I said, the Lord will deliver us in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, my God. I want to just talk to God where you are right now. The quietness of where you are, I want you to talk to God. Talk to God about your situation. Talk to God about yourself. Explain everything to God. Tell God you don't understand. Tell God you don't understand, but He understands. And that what He understands is you do something about it. You should do something about it. You should do something about it. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, spirit of almost there but never there, I take authority over you right now. Move out of my way. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Spirit of almost there but never there, move out of my way, 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 get out, get out, get out, get out of my way, get out, get out, get out, get out of my way, get out, get out, get out, get out of my way, get out of my way, get out of my life, get out of my way, get out of my life, get out of my way, get out of my life, get out of my way, get out of my life, get out of my way. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I break and I loose myself. Open your mouth, say, I break and I loose myself. Say, I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant that I have inherited. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, break it, break it, break it, break it. I'll break and I'll loose myself. I break and I'll loose myself. Break it, 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 break it. I break and I'll loose myself. I break and I'll loose myself from every evil corner. Break it, loose it, break it, loose it, break it, loose it, break it, loose it, break it, loose it. I break and I'll loose myself from every evil covenant that I have inherited in the mighty name of Jesus. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant that I have inherited. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant that I've inherited in the mighty name of Jesus. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant. Hey, 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 break it, break it, break it, loose 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 it. I break and I loose myself. Yeah, yeah, yes, 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 yes. Break it and loose it. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant. I break and I loose. Oh, 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 oh. Break it, loose it. Break it, loose it, break it, loose it, break it, loose it. Break it, loose it. Break it, loose it. In the name of Jesus. I break and I loose myself. I break and I loose myself from every evil covenant. In the name of Jesus, I break and I loose myself. In the name of Jesus, I break and I loose myself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. There was a man in the Bible. There was a man in the Bible. One day he woke up and he recognized that he had foundational problem. His name was Jabez. Foundational problem. Because his mother said, I bear him with sorrow. And sorrow followed him all his life. See, every problem. Every sorrow, every tribulation that has followed me from the foundation of my life. Move out of my way! Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every problem, every situation that has followed me from the foundation of my problem, pack your load from the foundation of my life. Pack your load and move. Pack your load and move. Enough is enough. Get out of my way. Get out of my life. Get out of my way. Get out of my life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hey, 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 hey. So, so, so. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I decree. Say, I decree that every source of sorrow in my life will become a source of joy. Every source of crying will become a source of laughter. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree right now. I decree it, every source of sorrow in my life, every source of sorrow in my life, you must become a source of joy. In the name of Jesus, every source of weeping, you must become a source of laughter. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be a man of sorrow. I refuse to be a woman of sorrow. I shall laugh. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God, turn my sorrow into joy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Well, I'm afraid time is always our enemy when we're having a good time like this. You know, we can continue like this to 6 p.m. and we'll never be tired. But I love Jabez. We started with Jabez yesterday and it was so beautiful in the early morning prayer. We're going to conclude with Jabez on Tuesday morning. But for those of you who don't have the opportunity to come, let me just give you one more before I pray general prayer. Jabez called on the God of Israel. The God of Israel is not dead this morning. The God of Israel is still alive. And the God of Israel who changed his foundational situation will change your foundational situation also. He told God. He said, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed." Many of us experience what it means to be blessed. But we have really not experienced what it means to be blessed indeed. You will experience it in the name of Jesus. He told God two things. Bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. Bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. Bless me indeed, enlarge my coast. All the cages that you have been kept in, all the restrictions that have been placed upon your life, I can see them moving away right now. I can see them. It's not like you. You don't just want us free. You want us free indeed. And in your own way, you have touched an area that we cannot even exhaust in one service. But in 1 second, you can set us free. And I believe it's done in the name of Jesus. I just pray for these hands that are stretched out all across this auditorium and those who may be listening to us by tape, that every gate that has been opened to the enemy by the foundation of their lives, every gate that has been opened to the enemy by their foundation, I command ye gates. I command ye gates, be closed, be shut tight in the name of Jesus. And don't only be closed for a while, be closed forever and ever and ever and ever in the name of Jesus. And I command your hinges to be sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray for these men and women. These hands have labored a lot, and these hands will labor a lot. I decree that from now on, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the favor of God will be upon these hands that are stretched out. That spiritually, it will be easy for them. Physically, it will be easy for them. Financially, it will be easy for them. In every area, whatever these hands hold on to, they will prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that every physical design that is evil, every spiritual design that is evil, every dedication that is evil, every demonic incision that is evil, every demonic sacrifice that is evil, every demonic blood transfusion that is evil, every parental curses that are evil, every evil laying on of hands that is evil, every fellowship with family idols, every inherited infirmity and problems, every fellowship that is not of God that has come against these hands. You hear my voice. One by one, I command you, pack your load. 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 And move away from the territory of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your foundation cleansed. I command your foundation repaired. Every crack, I command it to be fixed by heavenly repairs in the name of Jesus Christ. As you go home free. As you go home delivered. May your foundation never bother you again. May your foundation never trouble you again. May your DNA be heavenly DNA. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I declare it in Jesus' name. Whatever you see, you will receive. Whatever you want, you will possess. The spirit of almost there, never there, will never operate in your life. You will not just almost be there, you will be there. And you will possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. Every frustration that has plagued your family will see you and tremble in the name of Jesus Christ. May things change for you. This is the month of August. May a new beginning come upon your life. As you go in peace. The problems, foundational problems that you brought into this sanctuary this day, you will not go home with them. I decree it in the name of the Father. I decree it in the name of the Son. I decree it in the name of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hands together and give the devil a big slap. Give the enemy a big... Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Lord, we praise you for today. Go home with your people. Let your blessing encamp round about them until we meet again. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, amen. May God bless you.